Agam Suril is an Ohio University graduate student from Indonesia. Suril is studying Asian studies and applied linguistics and says he heard the announcement through a notification on his phone.
I was really shocked because the number of cases of coronavirus has been spiking up, and I'm just worried and concerned that there will be possibility of the classes are going to go back online again, and we are in danger as international students because it's not going to be an easy job to do class in a different part of the world, you know, where, you know, internet access is not as easy as here, where the time zone really matters, you know. As an international student, I feel like I'm become the subject of the policy.
Medri Niambura is from Kenya. She's pursuing her graduate degree at Ohio University in communications, and she says she also heard the announcement from ICE last Monday.
I woke to about 6 messages from people back home who are panicked about the announcement. So I went online and I read all the stories, and the first thing that came to mind was, I don't have the energy to start all over again. I was worried that we are the easier enemy, if that makes sense. Like, we're the easier people to blame.
Silas Machado is from Brazil. He's an undergraduate double majoring in cardiovascular stenography and sports and exercise at the University of Rio Grande. Machado received a text about the ICE announcement when he came out of clinicals from the Adena Regional Medical Center in Chillicothe last Monday.
At the moment, I wasn't understanding what was going on. It was a little weird. I wasn't very concerned when I thought about students at first, until I start thinking that I'm actually married now and things change now, right? So I was a little afraid to, for some reason, have to go home and either separate from Abby or have to take her there, which, you know, it wouldn't be the best for her. She's also in school and needs to finish.
Language in the ICE order says that non-resident students attending colleges and universities operating entirely online may not take a full course load and remain in the United States. It goes on to say that active students currently in the United States enrolled in such programs must depart the country or take other measures, such as transferring to a school with in-person instruction, to remain in lawful status. But last week, Harvard, MIT, and Columbia University sued Immigration and Customs over the order. Machado attends the University of Rio Grande on a soccer scholarship, and he's not sure what will happen to his funding if the season is canceled. He says his coaches have provided some welcome direction given the uncertainty.
We should be keep training and practicing because they really believe we start in August. They actually gave us a date, August 15th. We'll stick with that and we'll believe in that and work as that's going to happen.
Studies and academic life will remain the focus for Niambura until she hears otherwise.
I'll prep for my class. I will continue creating and I will finish up on some research that I'm doing, because in my mind, I'm not going to let what's happening in Washington affect my mind. So once they figure that out, they'll let us know. But for now, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is be a student.
Both Ohio University and the University of Rio Grande are preparing for face-to-face instruction this fall. For WOUB, I'm Chad Rich.